This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Ever had the Raven's touch that could make Alan undone? Make sure you go rejoice to gain an anatomy of a love scene. What would be a perfect ending to this really cheesy introduction? Marina Vader, welcome to Rise Up. How you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm fantastic.
Great to have you on the show. We are absolutely stoked to have you join us because we've been following you since your earlier movies as well. It's your first director gig coming up at Outfest with Anatomy of a Love Scene. It's set to air there. The hype's building up. You've had over 125,000 views on online about the film, the trailer. How are you feeling about it?
Well, I'm feeling fantastic, and I will give you a little update. It's now over, it's almost a quarter of a million views on the trailer.
Wow, it's doubled.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Does that make you nervous? Does that make you excited?
No, you know what? It just makes me so happy, so completely and utterly joyful that people are relating to something that they're seeing, that they're spreading it and friends are watching and all that stuff. I'm so thrilled.
Well, I've got to say, you have a knack for casting quite exceptionally well, because Elena Undone and A Perfect Ending, it starred two A-list lesbians, and two of my favourites actually being Jessica Clarke and Tracy Dinwiddie. So it seemed like you had quite big shoes to fill on the next one, given that you had such a good casting record. How did you go about casting this one?
It's true. Well, I was very, honestly, I'm so grateful. The indie film, higher powers were totally in my corner for this whole project. I mean, truly, we had, I decided to make this film at the end of December, and it was completely filmed and in the can within 30 days from the decision.
Well, I was going to say, you were executive producer for Elena Undone and A Perfect Ending. This is the first film you've ever directed. It seems to me that you have quite a pattern of being a little bit unconventional when it comes to filmmaking in terms of the conventional Hollywood ways.
Oh, you have to be. I mean, you can't follow the rules. Honestly, when I decided to write and direct this film, I pulled out my books and I'm like, oh, my head is just filling up with too much stuff and none of it feels right for me. So the trick really was to put all those books down and sit with myself and go, what do I want to do? What will make me happy? What is something I can be proud of? And how do I really want to work?
Well, you're actually going to premiere this film at Outfest, and then you're going to release it publicly 24 hours later, I believe.
The next day!
I know, it's nuts!
Awesome, because the LA premiere and then the next morning anybody in the world with internet access can go and watch this film the day after its world premiere. I'm so excited about that, and we're going to have like five or six different subtitles so someone in Portugal can watch it and understand it in their language. It's like I want everyone to be able to see this movie and no barriers.
Have you subtitled it in Australian?
Tell me exactly how that would sound.
It would sound like a kangaroo and a koala and a cockatoo or something like that. Well, in future, Marina, if you ever do write a story about any Australian lesbians, look, I'm up for casting. I don't expect much.
I would love to come to Australia and make a movie. I can't even tell you. You guys have the sexiest voices on the planet.
I'll stop it. You're just saying that because I'm on the phone to you.
Oh my God, that would be heaven. And I've never been to Australia, and it's on the top of my list of places that I want to visit.
Oh, absolutely. Well, come here, shoot your film. I'm more than happy to be your lead cast member. The only thing I expect is a decaf coffee, which is, pretty cheap.
I can give you everything you want.
Oh, wonderful, Marina. We have hooked this up. Well, Marina, we have a game we like to play with all of our guests. It's called What's Your Number? I'm going to ask you random questions. I'm going to get you to pick random numbers between 1 and 50, and I'm going to ask you random questions. Would you like to play?
Absolutely.
20, do you know any songs from The Lion King?
Of course I do. Are you? You're not going to ask me to sing a song, are you?
Well, that was kind of the segue into it, yes.
Oh, that was the segue. Oh, my God. Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh, wow. I don't know why you didn't take up a singing career. That was lovely.
Well, I'm taking up the cello, so one thing at a time.
Lesbians just love to strum, don't they? Like, that's why they love their acoustic music and their cellos.
I mean, you can pluck. You can push.
I'm so glad you said pluck there.
You can run your fingers up. I mean, it's like it's a very fingery instrument.
All of a sudden, our interview turned into porn. It's fantastic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.